WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
With Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarro. Dan, the last weekend forecast of the year.
And we have more rain to talk about for today, and this isn't even our last rain chance of 2018. A flood watch posted for 18 of New Jersey's 21 counties until this evening. The exceptions are Sussex, Warren, and Cape May counties. We've got moderate to heavy rain now arriving. That'll cause some big puddles, ponding and flooding issues throughout the day. Rainfall totals expected to range from about 3/4 of an inch in North Jersey to 2+ inches in South Jersey. So it's going to be a wet day. Things will start to taper off to the north this afternoon, not until this evening in South Jersey. The flooding is an issue, 40-mile-an-hour wind gusts possible too. Highs upper 50s to around 60. Scattered rain showers taper off tonight, then partial clearing overnight. Tomorrow will be dry with breaks of sun, but a brisk wind will cause temperatures to tumble once again. Right now, Flemington is 40, Winslow 42, and Springfield 46.
Time on New Jersey's First News 502. Topping our news this hour, Union County is about to become the first county in the Garden State that is patrolled exclusively by local law enforcement officers wearing body cameras.
Starting in January, all municipal police on foot and in patrol cars in Union County will be wearing body cams that keep a video record of everything that happens. Acting Prosecutor Michael Monahan says this is an important step forward.
The public expects transparency and accountability from their police, and we embrace it, frankly. It also protects our officers from unfounded complaints.
Everywhere body cams are being used, complaints about police have dropped, says Monahan. This truly is a win-win situation. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarro's commuter weather. The rain we've been telling you about that would come this week. No joke, flood watch in effect for most of New Jersey until this evening. Moderate to heavy rain may cause ponding, flooding issues. You just heard Dan say throughout this Friday, rainfall totals about 3/4 of an inch in North Jersey to 2 inches in South Jersey. Locally, higher amounts, of course, always a possibility. Periods of rain today, heavy at times, as you know, and scattered showers this evening, tapering to a dry day tomorrow mostly. Breaks of sun and windy for Saturday. Highs near 50 in the morning and falling throughout the day. Complete details on the forecast straight ahead. And also coming up in our next segment, closing in on 1 week of a federal government shutdown with no hope for a quick resolution. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Dominski and Doyle.
I mean, this was 30 years ago. There wasn't as big a deal.
I don't know what you mean by I saw a movie.
Siri's talking to me.
Again, Siri, shut up.
I'm kind of busy here, Siri.
This is an A-B conversation.
I don't know what you mean. Well, then butt out.
Weekday afternoons 2 till 7 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News coming up on 5:07. Flood watch in effect for most of New Jersey till this evening. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarro back in 7 minutes with your commuter weather. Day 7 of the partial federal government shutdown looms, and it is not likely that a fully Republican-controlled Congress will be able to reopen business. This stare down between Congress and the president now looks to spill over into a Democrat-led House. Small but mighty, how family and friends remember a 21-year-old volunteer firefighter who died in a car crash on Christmas. Natalie Dempsey was 5'2", but full of life, say her parents. She recently moved back to Jersey with them from Texas to help them run a restaurant in Galloway. The Miss America organization reinstates New Jersey's pageant group after we were one of several states that had licenses revoked or not renewed in recent months. The Miss New Jersey Education Foundation has a new director and will seek new corporate partners. At the start of 2019, that's next week in case you've been living in a cave, several new laws take effect in Jersey, including one that will directly affect you when the weather warms up next summer.
A new law kicks in starting in the middle of January that prohibits smoking at all state, county, and municipal parks and beaches in Jersey. But State Senator Shirley Turner has introduced another measure that would stop people from lighting up.
In other public places, smoking would be prohibited on boardwalks as well as racetracks and sporting events and amusement parks.
Not only do we need to get butts off the beach, says Turner, we should also ban smoking in all public places where people bring their families. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
More animal cruelty charges are filed against a Chemung Township woman initially booked in November when investigators found 44 frozen dogs and 130 live dogs at her home. Four dogs seized from 65-year-old Donna Roberts' home were in critical condition. One later died. New Jersey's Treasury Department has been reaching out to veterans and widows in the state to reconnect state-held assets with their rightful owners.
Mark Marseglia of State Treasury's Unclaimed Property Administration says
the most common assets that we're holding are bank accounts, utility deposits. We get insurance proceeds, securities.
He says the outreach program, which started in November, has returned over $200,000 from 133 approved claims. Marseglia has this advice for vets and widows or anyone who wants to find out if Trenton is holding assets that belong to you.
Best place to start is our website, www.unclaimedproperty.nj.gov.
Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News 509. Learning more about the police officer killed in California on Wednesday and the suspect still sought in his murder. Ranil Singh came here from Fiji with a lifelong dream of being a cop and worked diligently to improve his English. His killer, also an immigrant, but here illegally. The National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund reports that 144 federal, state, and local police officers have died in the line of duty this year, an uptick from last year's 129. That includes 52 shot, up from 46 in 2017, a year in which police deaths declined across the board. You pulled out of Syria and you visited here, but you didn't take your troops with you this time, say Iraqi leaders to President Trump, miffed that he didn't bother to meet with their country's prime minister during his visit Wednesday. Iraq is demanding that U.S. forces withdraw. We are hearing that the 8-year-old Guatemalan boy who died in U.S. border officials' custody on Christmas tested positive for influenza. That, according to a New Mexico medical investigator, it is the second child from Guatemala to die in custody in 3 weeks. Do you trust the concept of telemedicine? As more people do, the option to see a doctor virtually is becoming more commonplace in the Garden State.
RWJ Barnabas Health is using telemedicine in a number of ways. In its simplest form, patients are connected with doctors for primary care visits.
Physicians really like it because they, you know, get to do more of the clinical work rather than all of the paperwork pieces of it.
Amy Mansu, president of the health system's Southern Region, says the younger generations are really on board with the remote visits, but telemedicine is also a big help for chronically ill patients who don't want to trek back and forth.
What it does is check in with the person on a daily basis so we can see, are they taking their meds?
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Another misbehaving New Jersey teacher loses his job. In the summer of 2015 in Wanacue, John McCabe was spotted twice, once by a cop, pleasuring himself under his clothes. And while the state commended him for keeping it in his pants, his credentials were still revoked. Just in time to ring in the new year, the Times Square New Year's Eve ball is getting revamped. Workers are installing 192 new Waterford Crystal triangles. Master craftsman at Waterford Crystal, Tom Brennan, says the new design celebrates the gift of harmony.
We are so excited this year, all of us at Waterford Crystal, to introduce the brand new theme. The gift of harmony, of course, with a brand new crystal panel.
The ball is covered with a total of nearly 2,700 Waterford crystal triangles. Time on New Jersey's First News, soon to be 5:12. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow says we have a flood watch in effect for most of New Jersey till this evening. Periods of rain today drying out by tomorrow. Dan has an extended look at the forecast, and we'll recap our top stories next.
All Jersey, all the time.
Pleasure to talk to you guys. I listen to you every day on the way to work.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News 514. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow back. And Dan, you said even after this weekend, one more chance of rain in 2018?
That's right, and it's coming on New Year's Eve. So if you're going to be out and about celebrating the new year, bring your umbrella. We are going to get wet yet again. The rain is here today. Bands of moderate to heavy rain will impact the state pretty much all day long. A flood watch in effect for almost all of New Jersey. 18 of our 21 counties, for some reason, Sussex, Warren, and Cape May counties excluded. Not exactly sure why. That watch goes until this evening. Again, it's going to be a wet day with rainfall totals ranging from about 3/4 of an inch in North Jersey to 2+ inches in South Jersey, locally higher amounts possible. We have to split the state in two to talk about timing because I think things will start to dry out and calm down in northern New Jersey starting this afternoon. That's from about Middlesex, Somerset, Hunterdon counties on north. From Monmouth, Mercer counties down south, we'll see steady rain pretty much through the afternoon and part of the evening as well. Flooding's a concern, 40-plus mile an hour wind gusts possible, but at least it's all liquid. Highs mostly in the upper 50s to around 60, nice and warm. Everything tapers off this evening, then we'll see partial clearing overnight, lows in the mid-40s, and tomorrow will be dry as we dive into the final weekend of the year. Breaks of sun expected, but it is going to be windy and temperatures will start to tumble. Highs near 50 tomorrow morning, falling to around 40 degrees by sunset. By Sunday, it's back to the chilly side with a mix of sun and and clouds and highs around 40 degrees. And then once again, New Year's Eve Monday, we'll see increasing clouds early with a chance for rain late in the day. New Year's Day looks warm. We'll make a run for 60s across the state. New Jersey First News time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Lavery. Top stories on New Jersey's First News this morning. Police body cams about to become a standard issue across the entirety of Union County. The federal government shutdown hits day 7, and it'll likely be passed on to the next Congress. In sports, Devils win. Rangers and Flyers both lose in OT. Bucks sweep the Knicks in a home-and-home series. Sixers win big in Utah. Your out-the-door forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News time is 5:18. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero with your out-the-door forecast for this Friday morning, and it is another soggy Friday with rain pretty much all day long, especially the further south you are. We have flooding concerns, wind concerns today. It's going to be pretty disgusting out there. Needless to say, grab the umbrella and or raincoat. High temperatures upper 50s to around 60. At least it'll be nice and warm amidst those raindrops. New Jersey First News time is now 5:19.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22 on this Friday morning. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero back after the bottom of the hour with your commuter weather. For the first time, a state appeals court holds that deliberating jurors can hear readbacks or playbacks of closing arguments. It stems from a drug case in which a judge denied such playback, arguing closing arguments aren't evidence, but this decision now leaves that window open. An investigative snag in the Me Too movement. FBI data shows the clearance rate for rape cases, that is, the percentage of investigations which are closed, fell to its lowest figure since at least the 1960s, raising concern that not enough resources are being deployed. It's the New Year's party trend that nobody saw coming, but it may be the salvation for one of those head-splitting, champagne-induced New Year's Day hangovers.
The miracle hangover cure? Pedialyte, of course. If you still don't believe it, here's a little secret. Pedialyte has actually been an underground hangover cure for quite a while. By 2015, a third of sales came from adults. The aggressive marketing campaign claims Pedialyte contains twice the electrolytes and half the sugar of most popular sports drinks. The answers may have been in those commercials we all thought were marketed for kids all along.
Pedialyte has the proper balance of fluid and electrolytes to help prevent dehydration. It's all part of a learning process that never ends.
Cheers, 2018. Matthew White, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A wrecked ship believed to be the long-sunk D.H. Ingraham emerges on the Stone Harbor beach. The vessel was carrying a shipment of limes when it went under in 1886. News reports of the time said five crew members were rescued after a fire broke out on board. New Jersey's nearly 760 Wawa, 7-Eleven, and Quick Check locations represent just a quarter of the total number of convenience stores in the Garden State. And there are plenty more of these quick stop shops coming to Jersey in 2019.
The convenience store has capitalized on human nature to the 10th degree, says Sal Resolvato with the New Jersey Gasoline, C-Store, and Automotive Association.
We are so geared towards convenience and getting in and getting out.
They cater to our vices, tobacco, lottery, coffee, and as the name suggests, offer the convenience of being able to grab must-have items like milk and bread at a higher price. Resolvato says the gas C-store combo has exploded over the years because owners can make more on a cup of coffee than they would filling your tank. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
If you are venturing outside New Jersey for this next holiday weekend, the tourism and marketing group Visit Philadelphia wants to entice you. They're giving Independence National Historic Park $32,000 to stay open during the shutdown so you can see the Liberty Bell. Making New Year's resolutions is easy. Keeping them is another story. Dr. Stephen Tobias with the Center for Child and Family Development in Morristown says it's important to set meaningful goals for yourself. Start out with small goals and work your way up. Also,
tell other people what your New Year's resolutions are. If you tell other people, you feel more sort of obligated to follow through. It's an interesting phenomenon.
He says to make your goals part of your daily routine. Don't forget to reward yourself and reflect on your successes. 5:25 on New Jersey's First News. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. We have a flood watch in effect for 18 of New Jersey's 21 counties. Until this evening, moderate to heavy rain today may cause ponding and flooding issues. As much as 2 inches in South Jersey, locally high higher amounts, of course, as always possible. That rain will taper by tomorrow, and Dan will have more on the bottom of the hour. Also coming up at 5:30, Union County has the resources to make it happen, and it's happening soon. Body cameras for all police officers countywide. Business news is next.
This is New Jersey's First News.
It's like having your finger on the pulse of the state.
On New Jersey 101.5.
5:28 on New Jersey's First News as we check business. Most Asian stock markets gained today, while Japan edged down following Wall Street's rally at the end of a turbulent week. The Shanghai Composite rose 0.4%, while Tokyo lost 0.1%. Hong Kong advanced 0.4%, and Seoul added 0.8%. Sydney gained 1%, and benchmarks in New Zealand, Taiwan, and Southeast Asia also rose. U.S. stocks staged a last-minute turnaround that put the market on track to end the volatile week with a gain that followed the market's best day in 10 years. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, content coordinated by Dan Alexander. Sergio Bichao is at the editor's desk, and our news director is Annette Petrocioni.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.